Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis COG, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are you excited to be in church? How many of us, you were here day one? Raise your hand. How about day two? Raise your hand. Okay. You're just coming day three. Just wave your hands. Wow, okay. Thank you for clapping for them. That's success. Glory to God. So, day one and two, we have received some dimensions of spiritual impartation and revelation. And coated with the wisdom of God. And I believe that today it's going to be in a fresh dimension again. Are we ready tonight? Okay. So we're going to pray. How many of us are you're ready to pray tonight? How many of you are beginning to love prayer? One of my goals is that I so talk about prayer and pray until the people around me have no option but to pray. Prayer is life. The air we breathe. Are we here together? Yes. It's the air we breathe. It's the life we live. Wow, tonight, if you are very conscious of what has been happening, you know that the Holy Spirit has hijacked the meeting from me. I had some things in mind, but from the very first day was hijacked. And I'm grateful to God that He has hijacked it. I believe for somebody's benefit. Amen. Okay, let's start. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11. We're going to share them. Pray. I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Now this is a clear picture that it is not by power nor by might. You know why? The swift is supposed to win the race. But he's saying that I also see that there are times where it is not the swift person that is winning the race. The battle is supposed to be to the strong person. But he's saying that I realize that there are times where even the strong person fumbles. I like boxing a lot. I watch boxing. The way some people watch football, that's why I watch boxing. I like boxing. I like to see people. Just something about it. I don't know. I like to see the real. I don't like wrestling because it's always entertainment. But I like boxing. If you knock somebody down, you know you knock them down. You knock them down and they are not normal. And I always imagine knocking the devil like that. That's the picture in my head. Like, So the strong person is supposed to win. But I've seen some wrestling and boxing competitions where, you know, I'm amazed to see how a very small statured person will bring a very big person down. And I'm always surprised, like, wait, come, what happened? Is this a fluke or something? But the guy is down. And I'm wondering, how did you come down with this guy making noise, jumping around? And sometimes this guy is just jumping around until this guy is worn out, tired. Then he knows that the next thing is to strike. So it means that sometimes the strong will not necessarily win. He said, okay, normally wise people are supposed to have enough bread, but there are times where the bread is not even going to the wise moment. And Solomon is beginning to say, by experience I've seen that, of course, wise people say, but there are times where I realize, that's why he says time and chance can happen, and all of a sudden this is the person getting everything, and I'm wondering how. Then he said, of course, we've been talking about understanding upon understanding, and he's saying here now, yet riches and understanding are attached. That's the normal thing. He said, but sometimes I see money miss road. I'm like, how? As a man, when we're growing up, we usually call the man money miss road, because the guy is wealthy and rich. He can't speak common English. He's just there, and we're wondering how. Money, why are you foolish? But it's not by English, Oga. If he knows his business, he will thrive. Are we here together? He said, nor yet favor to men of skill. In other words, one of the things that guarantees favor. You see, everything he said here, they are the real thing. But he's saying, in exceptional situations, I just realized that this person is very skillful, but he's not getting the favor. So he began to ask questions. Then he said he realized that time and chance is what happened to all those exceptional situations that you find. Because ordinarily, this is how it should go. Say, but each time I see these things and I want to question it, I realize that no, these are exceptional situations where chance, the time, you know, there's something called the law of I don't know whether to say this is the law. In John C. Maxwell's book, 12 Laws, it talks about timing. One of the reasons Donald Trump won now is timing. The reason is because somehow America is in the critical condition where the former president was direct opposites, and they were tired of, like, why can't this one give us action? So Trump came on board and felt like, hey, it might not be the whole thing, but you get energy, you get drive. This nation has stayed like this, and we need drive. Because if you look at it ordinarily, maybe you should not have won something, somebody else, you know, but somehow, that the law of right timing. Sometimes you enter a place, and you are entering when somebody just messed up, you enter. You don't have to be the right person, but they need somebody, you enter. It's the law of right timing. You just be there. And that's why this year God will cause your feet to move you to the right place at the right time. I'm praying for somebody under the sound of my voice tonight, that in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, the Bible says the steps of the righteous, they are ordered. They might say the crown doesn't fit you, but somehow the crown is hanging and the person that it fits is not there. All of a sudden the crown now fits you. The crown of honor now fits you. In the name of Jesus. Zechariah says it is not by power nor by might. He said, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So what this one calls time and chance in Ecclesiastes, because that's how Solomon could interpret it. This other person says, no, it was God that made that happen for me. It was the Spirit of God that made it happen. Are we here together? Yes. So he says, not by power, it's not by might. All those things that you saw. Said, so when Solomon said, but time and chance happened to all, Zechariah said, by the Spirit says the Lord. In other words, that thing you call time and chance, for some people it's not time and chance. Because I don't live my life to chance. Are you what I'm saying now? I usually train all my students. Every time I tell them, don't write the exam as the best of luck. What do you mean by luck? I don't live by luck, I live by grace. Best of grace. Every of my results is best of grace, because grace helps your weaknesses. The Bible says, come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. Luck doesn't help in times of need. Luck is chance. You know the song we usually sing? That song is not very appropriate, but anyway, we sing it. It's not appropriate, What does that mean? What does it mean? Let me ask. It's like they were casting lots. Then it got to my turn. Huh? I don't think so. A good Yoruba person, what does that mean? Huh? It's turn. You're talking about turn. It's more like this one, that one. This one, that one. They now got to your turn. Abi? It's mini, 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 more. That's what it is. That's my understanding of it. I don't know. I might be wrong. But at least for now, I'm on this altar. If I'm wrong tomorrow, I'll come and say I'm wrong about it. But for now, that the understanding I have, except a very good Yoruba scholar explains it. But the ones I'm seeing here, they are Yoruba Ajebotas. Amen. So we walk by the grace of God. We get results by the grace of God. And that's why we're going to be praying about wisdom and grace for acceleration. Wisdom and grace. There's a wisdom that can move you into something. Then there are times where the grace of God picks you into the place. And I'm going to try to just talk about both of them somehow today. Divine enablement to move forward at a supernatural rate, supernatural speed. It's not natural. It is when God empowers the person to cover in months what it will take people years to cover. That's what I'm talking about. Are you getting what I'm saying here? In months, what it will take people several years, not just several years to cover. And there's somebody under the sound of my voice today as I speak. Even the laugh of a prophet is prophetic. As I speak, there is somebody under the sound of my voice. What ordinarily would take several years, you will look back and you will wonder in tears of joy how you got there. Receive it in the name of Jesus. It is yours in the name of Jesus. It's just said, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Somebody under the sound of my voice, I say it is yours in the name of Jesus. Is it not that person that has tried and tried, and you lost something that is so important to you? Maybe a laptop or a gadget or something you use in your house that is important. And because of the cost of repairs and how to buy a new one, you've not gotten it. You will go and put it back in the line and start working. You see the testimony to come. Go and charge that phone to start working. I'm telling you. Charge the laptop to start working. Somebody is going home with faith tonight. He called the things that be not as though they were. I don't know how you are interpreting what I'm saying. Somebody else, it is not about charging something, but there's something coming to your spirit. There's something coming to your heart. And I declare that in this meeting, impossible situations, they are turned around in the name of Jesus. They are turned around in the name of Jesus. Nekeziam vedina kushkapaya. Lambiranumas kapon de riakabasha. Joseph moved from prison to the palace in a single day after having waited for 2 years. The Bible says the guy forgot him for 2 full years. Then in one day he entered the palace. They didn't even allow him process of being the palace guard, being the bodyguard to the king, assisting this one. As they said, no, from the day he entered, he became prime minister. Who has heard that a nation is born in one day? He said, we heard how? He said, as soon as Zion traveled, she brought forth. Somebody, in these 3 days, you have been praying and fasting, traveling. Some of you, you just came today, but you came with faith, energized and charged. Vante enes kapai da ruana kadinas. Vevetinai kapurande lebas kapaya. I declare your testimony be delivered in the name of Jesus. Shepherd boy to a national hero, David. Who say it can't happen? Because oil came upon his head, his life changed. There is oil upon your head. There is the anointing of the Spirit upon your life. What I'm doing tonight is to steer and activate it so that your faith will rise. So that somebody under the sound of my voice, by the time you leave here, you look back in February, you will see of the truth, something shifted in the month of January. Today is the last day of the month, and I declare in the name of Jesus, by the hand of the Spirit, this first quarter of the year, Zamaniako Varande Ruana Kapaya, it will favor you and your family. It took 52 days for Nehemiah to complete the walls of Jerusalem. You know what it means? By explanation, that wall cannot be completed in a year. Somebody did it how many days? 52 days. There's nothing impossible with God. I was showing our people when we went for a retreat, I was showing them about an Indian man of God who built their church in India. He said because they said it took 52 days to build the walls of Nehemiah. Then he built his own too. With roof like this, everything, walls like that. And he sits close to how many thousand people? 52 days. Which will be, if Nehemiah could do it, why won't we build it? I don't know how they did it. I don't know where they got the artisans. I don't know how they got, because if it's Nigerian artisans, you'd be frustrated. But miraculously, maybe God entered their head and they were speaking in tongues. I don't know what happened. But really, this is a true life. Maybe one of these is, I'll show you. Real life, which is one of the largest churches in India. Yes, they feed about 50,000 people every Sunday. Give them food. 50,000 people eat food every Sunday. Church kitchen. We go do good things for God, though. Good things. What will take longer time? What God is doing this season for us? Why He has brought these words today? It's not for fun. It is because there will be supernatural compression of time. That amen didn't sound like you even believe what I'm saying. Supernaturally, God will compress time. And people will receive things that they never thought they would have received in a short time. In the name of Jesus. Not every delay is normal. Some delays are orchestrated by Satan and hell. Not every delay is processed. Some of them are satanically inspired. But God says, I will restore to you the years that the locust, the cankerworm, the palmerworm has eaten. An acceleration is a covenant blessing of the believer. God wants you to experience speed in life. You're going to decree and say, Father, in 2025, I receive wisdom and grace for supernatural acceleration. There's a normal acceleration, can move at a normal pace. But supernatural means just like what Ahab experienced. The hand moved him and took him onto that side. You're going to decree it and say, in the name of Jesus, I decree that in 2025. See, I want you to pray this prayer like, you know, fervent and effectual. I told you yesterday, fervent and effectual, heartfelt. No, don't pray from your head, pray from your heart. When I leave you to pray this prayer, some of you, before the end of the prayer, you are already getting a Rhema word. You know, the Rhema word is your word of peace. The word that God puts in your mouth that you should keep confessing that will deliver the testimony. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The word for now, specifically for you, designed for that situation, to shift it. Dear Father, tonight, grant me supernatural wisdom for supernatural acceleration. Help me move forward beyond my own expectation. In the name of Jesus, wisdom for supernatural acceleration. Wisdom and grace for supernatural acceleration. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. In the name of Jesus. Wisdom and grace that will hasten things in my life. I understand the law of process. But this is God saying, I am making it fast. There is process, but I am hastening the process. There is process, but I am hastening the process. By supernatural wisdom and grace, they will see us in December and they will not believe Erina Moscopide, Erwana Gabazus of Renendes, Erraka Papa 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 they will say, no, this is a 20 years result. How did you get it in 2 years? How did you get it in 1 year? How did it come just in less than how many days? By the wisdom of God and the grace of God supplied. Ezuze vete vete ruba naide eriene koswana gada bada 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 bosh. Ay kubarande le boshko. Meliako sumene gede le boshko paidesh. Zomene kete le babaide ruba shande le bai. Wisdom is the principal thing, Lord. I receive wisdom. He said, if any man lack, let him ask. Lord, I receive supernatural insight. And your grace that enables. Because I cannot do without you. I rely on you. I depend on you. I rely on you. I depend on you. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift up your voice and say, dear Father, tonight I decree every force of delay, stagnation, designed to limit my life, limit my progress, today be broken. Force of delay and stagnation, be broken. I cannot be limited because I serve an unlimited God. I cannot be limited because Christ in me is the hope of glory. In the name of Jesus, turn into prayer right now. I can never be limited. The forces of delay, they are shattered. They are broken. They are destroyed. I serve an unlimited God. I can never know delay. Semenegede le boruai ke bonoshkapai. The delay is broken. No more time wasted. The yoke of delay is broken. Mighty name we pray. Let your amen sound louder. Look for a neighbor. You will say, oh God of heaven, connect this my brother, this my sister, to opportunities, people and resources that will accelerate his destiny. Do you have a partner already? Get one person. You need to pray for somebody. Two shall agree. Two shall agree. Two shall agree. Have you gotten a partner? Speak over that person and say, in the name of Jesus, I decree by the Spirit, you are connected to opportunities, people, and resources that will accelerate your life. Accelerate your destiny in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray for that person. By the Spirit, I declare that you are connected to opportunities, people, and resources. Shabaya! Venegezuana gabara gabaruate. Ebili negezaga de la boska bide. Shamana gaga 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 gruade. Eli kebapai benon doroboskopai. Shaba nega de leboroboskopai. Ezuzev rege suana kabayon de leboskopai. Shaba ba 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 ba. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look for another partner. Look for the person, say, neighbor, I am praying for you. Look at the person, say, neighbor, tonight I pray for you that by the Spirit you are connected to opportunities, people, and resources that will fast track your destiny. Say, neighbor, from my heart, I pray for you today that you are connected by the Spirit to opportunities, people, and resources
that will fast track your life.
Begin to pray for that person in the name of Jesus. Scholarship opportunities, all paid expenses, startup business, resources will come. Resources to upgrade your business. Those that will speak for you at your career doors. Those that will speak for you to bring you to the next phase. Supernaturally, you are connected to them. I cannot build my life. I cannot build my God. I must be this one. There is prophecy over me. I cannot fear my Lord.
I cannot fear my Lord.
You are moved by the Spirit to be at the right place, at the right time, the right conversations. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look up here and declare in the name of Jesus. I, Mavis, I am connected to opportunities, people, resources that will accelerate my life. In the name of Jesus. In 2025, I accomplish in months what should take years. In 2025, I accomplish in months what should take years. By the Spirit. By the Spirit. By the Spirit. In the name of Jesus.
Put your hands together. Say thank you, Jesus. Say it again, thank you, Jesus. Say it again, thank you, Jesus. Sit up in heavenly places. Pushing on the upward ways, new heights I'm gaining. Every day, I'm still praying as I'm upward bound. Lord, plant my feet on high. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven. Stable and higher place that I have found.
Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
How to assess wisdom and grace for acceleration. There's wisdom that helps people gain speed in life. How do I assess the wisdom and the grace for acceleration? I'm going to show a few things. I will focus on a particular subject. I'll talk about all of them briefly. Then I'll focus on one tonight that I want you to go and spend time with. All of them are very important. As a matter of fact, we've been discussing some of them already. That's why I'll do it faster. Supernatural acceleration doesn't come by human efforts alone. It's a product of divine wisdom and then the grace of God. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. That the grace of God upon my life, deposited, invested in my life, he said, it was not in vain. Then he said, I labor. So you see, acceleration in twofolds. Number one is grace of God. Number two, Paul said, I labored. And Paul said that it was the grace that even helped me to labor the way I ought to. You know, we have said it over again in the house that the labor of a fool wearieth all of them. Why? The fool does not know how to get into the city. To assess the city is the problem of the fool. And the Bible says that the labor of that fool begins to weary every other person around the fool. Because the fool doesn't know how. Today you will know how. I didn't hear you say a louder amen. Now, if you want to assess grace, one of the things that you do, if you desire wisdom and grace, wisdom, you ask. Very simple. Many people don't know how to ask. As simple as this point is, they don't know how to ask. James chapter 1 verse 5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. God is the source of wisdom and grace, and he gives it freely to those who ask. So you need to learn how to pray specific prayers. Paul began to pray for the church that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened so that they will know what the hope of their calling is. At another time, Paul began to pray and he said that he knows of a faithful brother in the church called Epaphras. That Epaphras, one of you, a faithful fellow of Jesus Christ, always laboring for you in prayer. What is the prayer point of Epaphras? That you will stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. In other words, Paul said, I listened to the guy, I knew his prayer points. Many of us do too many. Sometimes you need to focus. Get it. Then you'll be able to say, I've gotten it. He said, always laboring fervently for you in prayers. Always laboring. What does he always, like this guy is always laboring. What's the prayer point? He said that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. So if you desire wisdom that will cause you to stand out, like Solomon, he asked for wisdom. He said, God, I desire to have wisdom so that I can lead, I can rule your people. And God released wisdom to Solomon. And I've explained to us how that there can be the spirit of wisdom that will come upon you because you ask, Lord, let the spirit of wisdom come upon me. Don't be in a hurry to jump until you have seen the manifestation. By yourself, you will start knowing at a point that I'm no longer the person speaking like this. This thing is different. The normal things I know, I have exhausted. Then the hand will now pick you and begin to dish out to you things that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So in 2025, learn to seek help from the Holy Spirit. He's the spirit of wisdom. Isaiah chapter 2, the Bible says the spirit of wisdom will come upon him. He's the spirit of wisdom. You need wisdom to prevail in life. You need wisdom to thrive. You need wisdom to reduce stress. Too much of stress is a sign of lack of what? Wisdom. Poverty is a sign of lack of what? Wisdom. I told you before. I said it before. When problems are solved, wealth will come in. When you're unable to solve a problem, you're broke. Say, I know what I'm saying. What of those that dig the gutter? They dig. Are they not solving problem? Why are they still broke? Then you understand that the labor of a fool wearieth him. He does not know how. Because that same person is digging that way and it takes him several years to get something. Another person by wisdom invents a machine that will dig it and will collect times 500 of that same amount. It's wisdom that is profitable to direct. So this one is broke because the level of work that he's doing will not allow him rise beyond a particular level of wealth. Then this other person is rich doing the same thing because the tool that he is using to do it is different. And I want to beg you this year, one of the things you must strategically do this year is to look for tools, online tools to solve problems. Media, tech, look for tools, solve problems. As far as you can go. Maximum Impact Conference will soon be here, maybe by May. We're going to be talking a lot about different things about that. But I want you to start. Don't wait. Find ways to solve problems. The things that can take people months can take you days. Take people years can take you months if you know the right tool to use. And sometimes you are praying, God leads you to the right tool and say, that's the tool. Sometimes you're just scrolling and you pay attention particularly to a particular app. And you are feeling like it's hard to learn. It's not hard. Learn it. I'm going to be speaking wisdom direction tonight. Are we good? So the first thing is ask for it in the place of prayer. Lord, I desire wisdom in this particular area. Lord, I'm a content creator. I need ideas in this area. Lord, I am an engineer. I am a medical doctor. I am a businessman. I am whatever it is. I need wisdom in this area so that I can gain speed. Lord, I desire wisdom. Wisdom for building effective structures that will last. I pray about it. I desire it so much. Do you know that there are so many people who did great works in their lifetime, and by the time they died, everything died with them? I don't want everything I have. I didn't live for time. I am not living for myself. I want to live for generations. By the time John Wesley died, the Methodist movement just started. They asked him, they said, with what you have done right now, if you die, what is the hope of the Methodist movement? Do you think it will be sustained? And John Wesley told them that as far as he knows, he has put structures. That's why it's called Methodist. They had methods of prayer, the system of study. They had methods of doing things. And he said, as far as I know, I've taught them everything that ought to be done, the way it should be done. I am safe to say that if I am not here to work. When Jesus was living, he was confident that the apostles would know what to do. And sometimes, it is beautiful to do well when you are alive. Many of us have seen those who are alive. What if they are dead and they are not here again? Will you still stand? In fact, for some people, they are still alive and what they started has died already. Teach me the ways of the deep. Show me the path of the ancients. Take me deeper, deeper, deeper. Teach me the ways of the deep.
Show me the path of the ancients.
There's a path that God will show you. And when you think you are done, it's just about to start. Are you getting what I'm saying? Many people cannot have multi-businesses. They cannot have their business running in different places. When they started building what you call this global encyclopedia that is called Wikipedia, they started initially, the first man that had that idea to do something like that started, and he wanted to build everything by himself. So he kept on getting articles, write articles, work on articles, do this. He was writing, but he was too slow. How much can you alone do? Then somebody else had a wisdom that this thing can be fast. It can be wiki. I've forgotten, but there's a story around that word, wiki. You understand? He said, I'll open the platform. Anybody that knows anything, put it there. We'll be upgrading it. And as we're upgrading it, it will be spreading. And that was the wisdom. What this one was taking almost 20 years to do, in less than 2 years, the number of things everybody has put here, boom. Are you aware that the AI tools you are using, a combination of everybody's intellectual property all over the world? Oh. Does AI generate anything by itself? If you want to know the secret of AI, sometimes one of the things you do is to ask it to provide things that have to do with charts and diagram, and to take it to a site where it is. Then you realize that that means all these other things it's bringing, maybe it's picking it from plenty places also. Of course, that's what happens. It was programmed, but somebody thought of it. And artificial intelligence is upgraded almost every day. So you just realize that if you're using one, they will tell you that this particular one has been upgraded. Upgraded. Somebody thought of it. If the people of this world can have depths of wisdom, to assess things and do things. I know that somebody will say, Pastor, why Nigeria is not easy. I understand, but there are problems that are peculiar to Nigeria. Let's even start solving those ones. Are you getting what I'm saying now? And the Holy Spirit is our partner we're working with this year. You can say, Holy Spirit, help me to know how to solve this problem effectively. I desire wisdom in this particular area. It is that wisdom that will give you speed. I told somebody, the number of hours you are using to sew one clothes, you will never be rich in 40 years. The number of hours you still one clothes, to sew one clothes, one design, one. How much are you now selling it? Some of you love fashion, but you went into fashion because you thought that the wealth in fashion is in the sewing. There are some people who sew and make money, but there are some people who don't know anything about sewing and they're making money. You need wisdom to know where and what. It doesn't mean you go and copy the other person. You need to ask God particularly. One of the things I want to focus on, the last thing I'll talk about today, is the particular one for me. There is something for you. You can decide to do what the other person is doing and you'll not find fulfillment. Then if your design is to be among those that would really sow, then you'll be surprised that your own strategy is that God will give you loyal workers. And they'll be sowing, and you'll be sowing. You're not running away from it, but you now set up a system. Somebody else is doing your marketing, somebody else is doing your distribution, somebody is doing that, and all of a sudden, boom. But there's somebody else, he does not know how to pedal on a machine. But the wisdom of effective leadership and structure building. Oof. What I'll be sharing with us today, I hope that somebody's heart can be open today so that you can see well. Because God wants to take you beyond where you are to where you're supposed to be. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So ask. Number two, walk in obedience to the instructions. So God will be telling you things to do this year. God will be giving you instructions. One of the things that will make you move fast is when you follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. When you follow His instructions. He tells you do A and you take action. Boom. While others are struggling, you have already acted. And when you act, you will get results. The widow of Zarephath. 1 Kings chapter 17 verse 8. Please put it on the screen. I'll do this and I can hit my main point. Then the word of the Lord came to him saying, arise, go to Zarephath which belongs to Sidon and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. Take note. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. The widow has been commanded. Hello, a widow has been what? It's not like Elijah went there to force the widow. God said, see, I have commanded a widow there to do what? To feed you. So he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may what? Drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. And she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread. Only a handful of flour in a bin and a little jar oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, and we may eat it and do what? Die. Ajeku. That is eat and die. Last. Are you getting what I'm saying now? And Elijah said to her, do not fear. Go and do as I have said. But make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me, and afterwards make some for yourself and for your son. Now, why was the widow arguing with Elijah when God already told her? If Elijah did not insist or persist, he would have walked away from her. And as he's walking away from her, God will tell another widow. He will enter another house, and widow one who should get the breakthrough will lose it. And we'll get to widow two. And that one will say, oh, man of God, as you were just coming, God said to me. Whereas this one will be saying that, God told me I'm waiting for the man of God. There are some people that God told something.
When they should act on it, the time expired. They were reluctant. Somebody else had taken the cue. They are still waiting for the prophet to come. Delayed obedience is disobedience. Sometimes God is prompting your heart to do something. Act. Go and check the price of that thing. Go and start making demands on that thing. Quickly take action. And you're dragging and dragging and dragging. For whom? You need speed in life. When God speaks, you respond. Dead bodies respond to God. How come human beings, as he's talking to human beings, they're not working? So he's wondering that, what's this? If a dead body can answer me, you are alive. Why? Can you just pray in 30 seconds and say, God, give me a heart to discern your voice and the act of obedience, quick obedience, sharp obedience, quick obedience, sharp obedience, no delay in the name of Jesus. Can you pray in 30 seconds? Prompt obedience. Prompt obedience. Move now. Many people died because they didn't move. Many people were wasted because when God said move, they didn't move. They were reluctant. They dragged until somebody else filled in. They dragged until somebody else got the job. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now listen. As soon as Elijah said, for thus says the Lord of Israel, the vein of flour shall not be used up, nor the jar of oil dry up, until the day the Lord sends rain in the earth. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah. But God spoke to her. Why did she have to wait for Elijah to stress himself? Thank God Elijah insisted. Elijah insisted. If Elijah had just moved on. And you know, there are some people, they don't know how to wait. They move. You will not miss a moving train, though. So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah and said, and she and he and her household ate for many days. What they should have eaten for one day and died. They ate it for many, and truly the beam of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil dry, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by who? Elijah. When the word of God goes forth, it has the ability to produce its results. Your own part is to do what he has said. He said, when a prophet comes, feed him. And she said, no, it's for me and my child. Until the prophet had to insist. There's some of us, God has spoken, God is speaking, God is directing, God is trying to speak to your heart. And listen, I'm not talking about you just guessing. No. If you are not sure God has spoken, hold on. And say, God, if it is you, say it. This woman, she was sure. She was even waiting for the prophet. But arguing it is the problem. But some people, God has not said anything. Don't worry yourself. Pray and say, God, speak to me about this. But if God has spoken and you know, and you are just beginning to consider many things all around, everything proves that God has spoken, but you are struggling. Delayed obedience is equal to disobedience. If you want speed in life, prompt obedience to what God is saying. Prompt obedience. I shared with you the story when God said to move out of a particular lane when I was driving. And as I moved out of the lane, a trailer came and hit the bus there. Both myself and my wife would have died. Move out of this lane. I was driving. Move out of this lane. Now, I didn't look back. I said, why is he saying move? Since I knew that voice is the same voice, the way I just moved. Boom. One, two, three, like four, boom. I said, God, what is this? Even if I didn't die, the car would have burst, and there was no insurance on the car, so you repair it with your money. That is now loss. Sometimes it's not loss of life, it is something that will be eating all your money. Are you getting what I'm saying? Number three. Develop a relationship with the word of God. That's where you will get the rhema to move. Did I tell you about the fact that the rhema word is the word that will move you into action?
How many of us were here yesterday? The Rhema word of God will move you. Wisdom comes from the word of God. The more you meditate on the word of God, the more divine strategy, insight, light you begin to see. The entrance of thy word giveth what? Light. And it gives understanding to the simple. Joshua 1:8 said, this book of the law shall not depart out of man, shall meditate upon it day and night, that thou mightest observe to do. That's the obedience. Observe to do. Many people know the laws of favor in the Bible. They don't act on it. Many people know what the Bible is saying about many things, different principles. They will not do it. How do you expect to get God's results when you're not doing God's word? All the prayers are so that God will speak. Is that not? The reason you're praying all the prayers is so that God will speak. And if God speaks, you're supposed to do what? Act. So you need to have a good romance with the word of God, a good relationship, deep revelation of the word of God. This year, 2025, don't stay away. And that's why we have done devotional. So that at least, if you say, it's easy for somebody to wake up and say, I don't have anywhere I'm reading, Jerry. But if you see a devotional every day, you sometimes just, let me start from somewhere. I want to start from February today. What is today? 1st of February. Let me start. But if there's nothing, sometimes to open the Bible and just read random, it looks very weird. But when you know that you are reading something and people are joining you and we're reading together, there is hope. There is consolation. That's the essence of the devotional in the first place. And if you have a Bible reading plan, follow it, stick to it. The devotional also has a Bible reading plan for 1 year. Follow it, stick to it. And when you read the Bible, meditation is difficult to do in a short time with one chapter. You can do a little bit of study with one chapter in a short time, fast study. But meditation takes time. That's why meditation is not, is one. You can meditate on one verse for the day. One verse for the day. Until you see light in it. In thy light we see light. There's light in that thing. You have not seen it. There's light in it. You are looking at it and still walking in darkness. You have not seen it. In his light, we see light. Somebody under the sound of my voice, this year 2025, in the light of God's word, God will release his Rhema word for your life. The Rhema word that will change situations. The Rhema word that will turn your life around. In the name of Jesus. Engage the word of God if you need speed in life. Peter said to Jesus, we have toiled all night. And Jesus said, Peter, cast your net on this other side. And that was the moment Peter looked and said, normally he should have been arguing with Jesus and said, Jesus, calm down. I'm a professional fisherman. You, a fisher of souls. Even our souls, if you have not cut out completely, we are still arguing with you. But guess what? Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word. In other words, he said, what he's saying is that your word is final. If you said it, I will do it. If God has said something, act on it. Have a deep relationship with the word of God. Number four, engage the power of fasting and prayers. That's what we're doing. Is that not? I told you I'll just rush this one. I'll get to the last point and I'll open it before we close. Fasting and what? Fasting positions you to receive divine wisdom and grace. Daniel sought God in the place of fasting and prayer 21 days. And God spoke. Set apart time this year. Every Tuesday we fast as a church. Join us. Don't say, I cannot do that kind of fasting. I told you before, fasting is not just called fasting for that sake. I've told you that fasting can make your life fast. And it's true. Because in the place of fasting, you hear the voice of God faster. Fasting is not for God, it's for you. Because the disconnection, the distraction of our mundane world is very high. And if you are fasting and you are just jumping up and down everywhere, you don't pray, you don't study the word of God, you are not fasting, you are starving. Do you understand the difference? Fasting is that there will be a time for prayer. And I will open the word of God or meditate on the word of God and say, oh, this is what God is saying. This is what God is saying. Are we here together? You study the word of God, you read the Bible, or you create prayer time. That's fasting. It is where you are doing that that you hear the voice of God. The Bible says, while they were worshiping and fasting, the Lord said, separate for me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work of the ministry. Paul said, often in fastings. That means Paul is saying, I have different kind of fastings. Somebody came one day and says, you know, I don't know about that. Say, well, why is fasting? Eat rice without stew. Beans without stew. Yeah, it's not fasting, no. That's not fasting. And some people have zobo fasting. Fast with zobo. Seeking the face of the Lord. You will not see you will not see God. Though. He's Zoro. From Zobo to Zoro. And you see. She will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. One of the ways to gain acceleration in life is a good connection with right mentors. Good connection with right mentors. Who are you seeing? Who are you following? Who are you watching? Some of us have mentors in our career, in your field. Sometimes you don't need to know the people, but you follow them maybe strategically from behind, observing what they do. There must be somebody whose result is a vision for you. Are you getting what I'm saying? And many people are very careful, are very conscious of those who have the highest results. Listen, if you are following somebody, don't follow somebody who's too far from where you are. You can't interpret where the person is. Hello? You cannot interpret that level. The level is too far. Mentorship starts with following people who are just a few steps away. They can tell you the how easily. They can explain it. But many of us are into fame and popularity. You are into somebody that you feel is known. It's not exactly like that. The person that is known very far may not be known again in a short time, because sometimes they have overstayed their welcome. The person that is about to be known now. When the person is known, you are next in queue. You are close to known people. Than to be far from those who are known. It's better to be close to those who are about to be known. It's easier to hold you by the hand and say, come up. 2 steps away. 3 steps away. That person can explain to you that, oh, if this is what you're doing, this is exactly what I just did 2 years ago. I did it 3 years ago. Then somebody who is very far, and you are saying, say, that was like 32 years ago. I can't really remember anything. So when he starts explaining some things to you, it is in the present reality. Whereas you are in a far back place. You can't understand. But the person who is touched by the feelings of your infirmity can understand what you're going through. Is that wisdom for somebody here? So seek carefully to follow people who are not too extremely far from where you're going to. It might be a fashion model around your area that you just discovered that the person has a very nice glass shop. Customers come, they park. The Instagram handle is just about 100 people or 50 people, but you can see that this person is making waves at this level and there is results. At least your own sewing machine is still in your room. Your mirror is the show glass. Or your net is the show glass. That's where your neighbors see your stuff from. That one is enough motivation to see once in a while and say, I just came around. That one can even accept you easily. Than the person where you are calling and says, I'm really busy. I'm so sorry. I'm busy. I'm so sorry. I'm busy. I'm so sorry. Now, normally mentors can be like that. But somehow, the closer you get to people, the more they open up to you. Especially when you are able to solve problems for people. They now see the need to open up to you. This acceleration we are teaching, there is the impartation part. There is the wisdom part. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? Joshua's acceleration to leadership was following Moses. Lord, now that you have said I'm going, who are you going to give to follow these people? To lead these people? Because I will not be here again. Moses, what are you saying? He said, Joshua, the son of Nun. When you fasted 40 days, he fasted 40 days. I don't want to say it. Glory to God. Let me use ministry for example. Some people are following pastor. You're following a man of God. They declare fasting and prayer. You are eating. The man of God that you are following is fasting. You are eating. The man of God that you are following is praying. You are playing game. Somebody is preparing message. You are doing Candy Crush. I don't know how you want to go far. You should understand that the person is paving ways. And the demons of the next century, they will be more sophisticated than the one that he faced. So your own preparation level should even be tough. There are some shoes you cannot fit into. Except that you have observed the person who wore the shoe. And you know where he pinches the person. So the day they say, wear it, you bend your leg like this. Say, because I know the man, anytime he wears the shoe, walking like this. So you wear it, walk like this. Say, but why is the man walking like that? You now try, test it. You now realize that, he too, he wore a big shoe. Eventually, he grew into it. So you now realize that the day he's bending now was at the point the shoes were big. So he will be active, he's managing to use his part of his leg to hold the shoe. Then you now wear it. You now discover that it's oversized, falling out of your leg. Then you will now learn how to bend your own bend. Maybe your own bend will now be to use pads. You now be walking. They will say, okay, why the front of your shoe they go up? You say, Then one day you will grow until you remove the pad. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Very simple. Very simple. You are into photography. You are into fashion. You are into entertainment. You are into sports. You are into politics, governance, media. Follow those. Observe them. To the extent, don't copy their lifestyle. They are not born again. Their business style can be okay. They can have a very good business model, but they don't know Jesus. But you are a believer. And you must understand that we do not conform to this world. We are transformed by the renewing of our mind. Daniel served in Babylon. Daniel was not a prophet. They didn't know him as a prophet. They didn't know him as a priest. They knew him as a politician, head of magicians. Do you understand? That's what they knew Daniel as. A hidden king he served with. And he did well. You follow people to the extent that you see them. Not that tomorrow, the person you're following is saying that, hook up with me. I'll be going to so place. It's club. They had strippers night. And see, I'm not going to this. See why? That's the only way I can take you along. If your bus stop has ended, another person will take over. When you know I'm guarding my heart, I know how I'm guarding my soul diligently. By the time we go now, I don't know what you have contracted in the night that you're always dealing with. Your problem will now be passed over to my life. No. So you stand your ground. At a point, if care is not taken, you'll be shocked to know that that person will honor you and give you your space and respect. Compromise is the reason why they throw you away. Standing out is the reason why they need you more. Learn to stand out. Learn to do what? Stand out. Connect with the right mentors. Then I'll touch this one. Okay, let me touch this one. Then I'll take the second last one. Sow seeds and sacrifice of generosity. Giving and sacrificial obedience provokes divine acceleration. When Solomon gave 1,000 burnt offering, God responded by giving him wisdom and wealth beyond measure. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 to 13. God asks God what kind of seed he wants you to sow. Some of you need to sow seed of time to the work of God. Some of you need to sow seed of service. Some of you need to sow seeds of your resources. It has a way of unlocking and helping you move in life. Be a blessing to other people. Your next level is connected to generosity. I must tell you the truth. The Bible says concerning those who sow sparingly, they will reap how? Sparingly. Those who sow bountifully, they will reap how? Bountifully. Some of you know that in 2025, the offering you are giving has expired. You have passed that level. But you have not upgraded. The money God blessed you with has upgraded. Your business has advanced. Everything. But the same 1K is your 1K. So much easy to give 1K. If somebody's level is 200, God understands. If indeed God needs to understand that because of level. Are you get what I'm saying? But there are some people God understands. God does not understand anything. Because God sees that out of the abundance, in fact, every time they give, God sees a stingy person.
Because he has increased their standard of living, but they have not increased their standard of giving. When God blesses you, it should show in your generosity. Give to the poor. Give to those who are around you. Extend your giving. It can be budgets. Before, you were giving 5%, or maybe say you were giving 2%, or 1.5%, 1.5% of your monies for generosity and charity works. Then you had only 200,000 or 100,000. Then God increased you to 1 million. You did not increase the percentage. You maintained the amount. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't you think that God is not involved? No, but you can't outsmart God. Are we here together? So you need to check around you and ask yourself. Some people, you cannot survive without data. Data is your life. If they increase data to 20,000 per month, you will still buy. Devotional for your life and your destiny is 500 per month or more the money high. Why are you that low? Because you are low in spirit. If you are high in spirit, you will know that you cannot quantify material things, spiritual things. The value you place on something determines how much you're willing to spend on it. When you do not place value on the things of God, you're not willing to spend on the things of God. When you place value on the things of God, you're willing to spend on it. The value you place on something or somebody determines how much you can release towards the direction of that person. You can be with somebody here and the person is your family member. The spiritual value they place on you might not be as high as what they place on somebody else who's creating and adding value to their lives. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So you need to ask yourself, am I a generous person? Am I that kind of person that is so stingy, so hard, so tight? Some of you, God has told you to be giving to welfare. Welfare means that to the needy. And you're always asking, what I go give? There's a welfare account in this church. Ask finance. That money is used to help needy people. House, whatever, feeding, whatever. We're hungry or something, you know, and we get into the niche. We say, okay, we check this. Who is this person? Are you sure we know this person? Blah, 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 blah. There are some people we don't know at all. We can bless them. But there is the one that is for those we know. Because the Bible says that for those of the household of faith first, then we practice generosity generally. So whenever you are thinking of your generosity to the needy, don't forget, except for churches I don't have, it's fine. But what we have, a post that is called welfare. We don't post it every time. It's welfare account. If God has put in your heart to do something, always send the welfare. Just know that money, nobody is going to take it to do anything else. It's not going for building project. It's going for a human project. Human need. Is anybody getting what I'm saying today? Am I communicating? Are you sure you're listening to what I'm saying? So open up your heart to generosity. This widow would have died hungry with her son if not that she opened up her heart and fed the man of God. Solomon would have struggled with Israel and would be a worse king if not that he asked for wisdom. And when he asked for wisdom, he backed it up by giving 1,000 bullocks. And God said, what is this? It was in a dream. God was in a hurry to go and sleep. I want to appear to you. Go and sleep. He went to sleep and God showed up. And he said, Solomon, ask of me whatever you want. Open check. And as soon as Solomon made a request, guess what God did? God said, what you asked and beyond what you have asked. Why? Your generosity has hit the clouds. There's a story of another guy in the Bible called, in the New Testament. What's his name again? He said, your almsgiving, Peter and Ananias. Is it Ananias? Cornelius. He said, your almsgiving, your prayers and your almsgiving. For some of you, it's only your prayers that is getting to heaven. And your prayers have gotten to heaven, but there needs to be a backup. He said, Ananias, your prayers and your almsgiving has come to God. Can you look for it? Anytime I try to look for that thing. Is it Acts of Apostles chapter what? Prayers and almsgiving. Situations are tight. Things are happening everywhere. But please, if you don't have sincerely, don't kill yourself. Don't be under pressure. But if you think you really have, do something. This year, Easter, I'm already thinking that we might have to do some things. Pack clothes, shoes, everything, and look for those who need it.
iron, not the one that you have used and it has torn, and there's no hope for it. The one that has hope, maybe it's just that it's not sizing you again or something. Or you even buy it and say, I want to bring. And people can come and we can give them things and bless their lives. We did it the last time. We did We did children. We're going to do again this year. When those things are announced, don't draw back. Don't shrink. Do you know the Bible says that when people give to the poor, the day that they are in their sick bed and they are supposed to die, God will show up for them. Generosity. When you give to advance the work of the kingdom, forget it. You have engraved yourself in the heart of God as somebody who values the things of God. Don't let anybody anywhere around the street just talk you away and say, why did they give that? What did they give them for? Who they do this? Listen, there are some places where there are criminal churches and criminal pastors. We know. Very sure. We know. They place demand on everything. Lift up your hand and worship God. It's your iPhone you raise. You say, sister, come on, see me after service. And as they are seeing you after the service like this, the Lord said that there's something very important to you that you treasure most. Nobody will get sense out to collect money for this. And you say, yes. I sense that it is your phone. I say, sir, 15 or 14 or 13 Pro Max. Say, listen, if you want to enter the next phase of your life, drop this thing. Anything for God, anything for, it's not anything for God, it's for anything for the mind. A belong pa. There are people like that. But you see, that you have met a bad medical doctor does not mean that when you see every doctor, all of them are bad. There are people who are suffering from church hurt. They don't go to church because a pastor has offended them somewhere. They've seen people do terrible things somewhere, so they don't go to church again. Don't be like that. Look for good ones. There are signs and symptoms. There are signs of a right church. I have something like that online. How to identify whether you're in the right church or something. You need to know that you're in the right church. And I can confidently tell you by the message of God that you are in the right church. Yeah, very sure. Very sure. Very convinced. Nobody in this church can come anywhere and say, the pastor called me and was putting me under pressure. Or somebody in the church, they are putting under pressure. If I say it with all my chest open like this, somebody came to our church to worship one day. He said, now so now they take offering. I say, yes. He said, people don't take time, like 5 minutes to explain to the people, take your time, teaching. I say, what are we going to do? All the sermons I have preached, anybody that will not hear will not hear. As I'm talking like this, if I talk from Nancy tomorrow, if somebody will not give tithe, they will not give it. You don't make up your mind. It is the day that the light of that person will come for whatever reason, and they will change. So it's not the offering time of 1 or 2 minutes that I will now use to start elaborating. I said, you know they give. Akaradite. Oh, Machela. May God help us in Jesus. Finally, now look at me today. As I close the service. This one is very important. Don't joke with it. This is where we're, this is the last day of the accelerate. So pay attention. Joel chapter 2 verse 28. If you want to accelerate and you want your life to move, don't rush. If you have to, somebody, maybe the person is moving, they will shut your gate. Just be online and listen to this last part. But I encourage that you wait. It's the last day. It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall do what? Prophesy. Your old men shall do what? Dream dreams. Your young men shall see. Your young men shall see. Your young men shall see. When I pour my spirit, it translates to what? Vision. When I pour my spirit, it translates to what? Vision. When God wants to shift a person's life, he gives you a vision. Acceleration comes by the power of a clear guiding vision. A God-given vision. I'm not talking about a personal ambition. I'm talking about the power of the Holy Ghost come upon you and you see vision. Remember Isaiah chapter 32 verse 15. The Bible says, until the Spirit pour upon us from on high, then the wilderness will become what? A fruitful field. And a fruitful field will be counted for what? A forest. What it is saying here, if you look deep into the scripture, very well, the Spirit poured upon us. When it is poured, the Bible says that they will now have vision. When they have vision, what was once a wilderness, they will see it as a fruitful field. And they will start walking towards it and it will come like that. By the Spirit. A small business in your hand of 50,000 naira. What vision are you seeing for that business in 2025? that business is not meant to be food. No, there's so much that God wants to do with that thing, and he can translate it. You can pray and the Holy Spirit will drop something in your heart about it, and it will expand from wilderness to become a forest. I sat down this day, and as soon as I got this, it was a rhema word for me. I jumped out of my seat. I said, what? He said, yes. When my spirit is poured and people begin, if people are not seeing vision, it's a sign that another thing is poured on them. Vision is not necessarily the dream that you have in the night and you say that they are pursuing somebody. No. Vision is a clear, when the spirit of God comes upon you, you begin to see your future clear. You begin to get direction for where you're going to. You begin to know the steps to take in life. If you are still confused and lack clarity, sir, what came upon you? When the spirit is poured upon them from on high, it said that sons and daughters will begin to what? Prophesy. The word prophesy there means that they will start saying inspired words. The words are inspired by the spirit. They'll be saying it. And when they are saying it, prophecy, they are foretelling the future. They are predicting the future. Then when they predict it and give image to what they predicted, it become what? Vision. I was off my seat for a while and I prayed in the Holy Ghost. I said, Kapali Banamana Kapai. Everything you spoke, you were praying one day, and all of a sudden you began to see things in your spirit, and you begin to declare it in the name of Jesus. I am the most exceptional fashion designer in this town. I'm doing well. I'm excelling. Then God gives picture to that inspired word. That thing is called vision. Write it down. Make it plain. Break down the steps on how to be that most exceptional designer. And ask God, how does this glorify you? Where is the glory going to come out from? How will men see it and glorify you? Because every vision that you have that does not bring glory to God is a personal ambition. Listen to me. I'm going to wrap up now. But as I wrap up, I want you to get these things clear. Get it clear. John chapter 16, he said, the Spirit will guide you into all truth, including the truth about why you were created. Why are you here? 2025 is here again. And this is January. By the time we come 2026 January again, what are we going to see? 1 year added to your life. What else? Only age is adding to some people. Age and wrinkle. Age and bigger face. Age and dilapidated bodies. Wake up! Vision is a clear guiding picture for the future. What are you living for? Why are you alive? Why do you want God to pour spirit upon you? So that you don't be speaking in tongues alone? No! He wants you to speak in tongues. Then you release inspired words. And those words that you release, you turn them into a picture. And you write the picture down and start walking towards that picture. Start walking towards that vision. And say, this is what I'm going to become. This is what God said through my mouth. Or he said through his servant. I have a confirmation. I have written it down. How do I achieve it? A clear mental picture of a preferred future. Vision. Every business you see today that is big, unbelievers even conceive vision sitting down. How much more you, child of God, say, I cannot see anything. What locked your imagination? The Holy Ghost is there to give you a clear vision. Give you vision about your family. Give you vision about your life. Show you a clear picture about the things that your life is supposed to be made up of. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Am I stressing you out? Are you tired? If you're tired, I'm fine. Because I know that there's somebody that this is for tonight. And you cannot just sit down there. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18. He said, where there's no vision, the people do what? Perish. Why many believers are perishing is that the Holy Ghost wants to really rest upon them mightily. But the Holy Spirit is looking that if I rest upon this one, everything I am putting inside, you're not seeing anything. He wants to inspire you to say words. And when you say words, you translate those words to a vision, a clear guiding picture. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. He said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you and I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Do you understand God's vision for your life? Do you know why you are here? Understand God's plan. Align yourself with God's purpose. Walk in it. Imagine a manufacturer manufactured this thing. It's supposed to be a speaker. Then all of a sudden, people who are supposed to use it as a speaker, they start using this particular thing as a drum. Then they carry stick and stop and start hitting it. This thing that has the ability to, for nations to hear, people to hear, then it will just be stuck here and they will just beat it and it will be useless. That's how many believers, many people are. They are underperforming. Vision is what determines the capacity and the load that you have. There's a full load inside of you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Every child of God, there's so much inside of you. Don't let your mind believe that there are just some people. No, there's so much inside of you. In different areas, you have capacity. Somebody say, I have capacity. I can hear you say it loud, I have capacity. Yes. And how do I get this vision? The presence of God. Seek the presence of God. Vision is not something you create by yourself. It is revealed to you. I know the plans that I think towards you. They are plans of good and not of evil. To give you what? A hope and a future. And that future, say, God, you said you have plans to give me over my video. Show me that future. And when he shows you the future, you write it upon tables. Make it plain. So that whoever runs will do what? Read. Habakkuk chapter 2. He said, the vision is yet for an appointed time. Though it tarries, wait for it. Some of you, you might not have seen anything right now, but I'm going to tell you what to do. Some of you have already seen something. I'll tell you what to do shortly. Just listen to me. So that you don't go about in cycle like many people. They just go about in cycle every year. They're only excited about the knockouts. And they start a new year. By January, they start it. By March, everybody start. By March, the Celtics is already matching them. By September, they're already looking like November, not to be remembered. It's gone. Everything. Identify. How do I get a vision? How do I get, as the Holy Spirit comes upon you, one of the things that he will work on, he'll begin to position your gifts and your talents. He steers your gifts. He steers your talents. That writing ability, what can you do for God with it? That speaking ability, what is God saying about it? That ability to pay attention to details. There are some gifts inside of you. When you're praying in the Holy Ghost, Paul said to Timothy, steer up the gift of God. Timothy, don't sit down there. I'm talking to my Timothys in the house. Steer up the gift of God. Every gift inside of you is for a purpose. Don't leave it there. Don't leave it dormant. Don't leave it inactive. Start working on the gift. Get something that you're working on. Let God put a dream in your heart and you begin to live out that dream. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here tonight? What of your skills, your potentials, your giftings, your passion. God's vision in your life is aligned sometimes to your abilities, your gifts, the burdens that he places on your heart. You say, I just have a burden. I have a burden in my heart. I feel like I need to reach out to secondary school students. I have a burden in my heart. Hey, come on, Amana Kapaya. I feel like I need to get into that campus. Yeah, campuses now as a church, we're invading campuses. And we have a battalion of soldiers everywhere. But many of them are sleeping. Lion, roar, eagle, fly. And some of you, only you, if we send you into a campus, you will shift everything. And don't wait for anybody to send you. You will come and meet me. The Bible says Caleb and Joshua went to spy the land. And after they had spied the land, they came back. They came to give Moses a report. And when they gave Moses report, Moses promoted both of them and they did well. Then all the other people died. Then all of a sudden Moses died. Then Joshua took over. Now Joshua was in charge and Caleb was doing the normal things. And Caleb waited one day. He saw that he could do more. At the age of 80, thereabout, or 84, he went to meet Joshua. He didn't wait because Joshua was not giving him any assignments. Maybe I'm not giving you anything. I'm not showing you anything. Joshua was just there believing that this guy is an old guy. Or maybe pastor is looking at me. I cannot talk. I will not know you can talk because I've never talked in my presence. I will not know you can do anything. You have to show yourself. You can do it. Say, sir, I can. I can. I can do this. Give me this task. Give me this assignment. The worst, you say, there's a training you need to go through. You go through the training and you move into it. Why? Because we train people for reigning so that we don't put them into a place and they will not be able to function maximally. So what we do is that we sharpen your skills that God has already invested. The burden that God has placed in your heart will give platforms to it. The things that God has placed in your soul will begin to give strength to it. Somebody can come and say, pastor, that school, that campus that is there, that last word, I can take that place now. Just add where I'm seeing it. Me, this person. You already created a team in your heart from the head. And say, pastor, we'll take that place. We were still arguing and they were telling us many, many things about this one. That one is not possible. Blah, blah. It's hard. It's hard to get that place. It's hard to get that one. I sent some people to Ekpe. The first set of people, boom, it didn't work. I said, no, I couldn't get tired. Joseph dug a well, they covered it, he dug another one. They dug a well, they covered it, he dug another one. They covered a well, it was Isaac, he opened another one. I sent another team. This time as I was sending them, I knew what stopped the other ones. I sat those guys down and I began to speak to their head. I began to talk to their head. And by the time they got there, the same thing confronted them again. And somebody called and said, sir, I'm tired. I don't think I can do it. I believe he was watching me right now, sir. He said, I said, no, sit down. Don't tell me that. Like the Bible says that Jerome, Caleb, and Joshua quieted the people. He said, stop that. We are well able. I told him, I said, stop that. Don't say it again. In fact, I had to call him aside so that I would not pollute the heart of other people. You are the leader. You can make this happen. And he said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I went to the secret place and I began to pray energy into him. I said, God, strengthen him. The vision is just for an appointed time. And I said, this is the time. I believe it is now. I believe it is now. Neko Sakapaya. By the time we knew it, they had set up the campus fellowship. By the time we knew it, it was growing. At a particular point, I moved and I said, Pastor Unique, go there now. And I sent him there. The campus fellowship moved from inside campus and started a church outside the campus. Are you getting what I'm saying now? And from there, moved again. I said, move out here. Move again. As I speak right now, Lasu Kwam has started. School of Medicine has started. The fellowship of Sonic is there. Give me this mountain. I can do it. Give me, sir. Sir, we can do this. Sir, we can make it happen. Some people, God didn't call them. They gave themselves ambition. They had zeal. But because nobody has told them anything, they gave themselves ambition. You better calm down. You struggle by yourself. But if God gives you something clear, you're in a place like that, God says, do this thing. It's born in your heart. And nothing has been said. I've not heard the voice of God, sir, but I know that this thing is burning in my heart. Yes. There is a covering and a mandate. There's a calling over this commission that can cover for your assignment. Until you are sure that there is a clear word of instruction for whatever reason God calls you. And that's why many people are frustrated. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? Is anybody getting what I'm saying tonight? Are you sure you're getting what I'm saying deep in your heart tonight? Discover God's vision for your life. The Bible says it. When Bezalel was anointed, he was anointed to make sure that he would do crafts. Crafts. He began to develop the things. Act of the anointing. The Bible says, I have anointed Bezalel. That's what it says. Exodus chapter 31 verse 2. Look at it. Exodus 31 verse 2. Holy Spirit, help me. Exodus 31 verse 2. See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. Uh-huh. And I have filled him with the spirit of God. Why? For what? The spirit of wisdom is in him. The spirit of what? Understanding is in him. And the spirit of what? Knowledge is in him. And all manner of workmanship. When the Holy Ghost comes upon your life, spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, what will he expound? What will he work on? He wants to work on the gifts that he has put inside of you. Your natural gifts are part of everything. Your natural abilities are part of everything. Some of you are good speakers. Some of you are good writers. Some of you are good singers. Some of you are good observers. Some of you are good followers. You know how to support. Anything that you say, put me at the back, I will support. I will make it happen. You are there. Some of you are good administrators. Some of you are good encouragers. Find a place. Buy into the vision and leave it. That's how your life will be meaningful. Life makes no meaning if all you're doing. If I call businessmen and say, why are you making your money? Say, I want to live a comfortable life. Is that all? God called you here to just live a comfortable life enough? No, that's part of it. He wants you to have comfort. The Bible says he takes delight in the prosperity of his word, saints. So when you prosper, is the kingdom prospering? When you prosper, are people taken out of the streets? When you prosper, are people's lives being changed? When you prosper, are the destinies of men being set free? God is laying things in our hearts day by day. I was sharing with somebody that God is laying on my heart to start a free school for people. I've been saying that thing since almost 4 years. I've been saying it. I had reached out to the person that I know does something like that. I tried again. The person has even been, it's been difficult to get a person. But I've been working on it tirelessly in my heart. Working on it tirelessly in my heart. Because there are people that God wants to be able to sponsor those children. They will never have hope if we don't rise up. It's a vision. Somebody can buy into it. A man of God was preaching to us here at Workforce Your Post, and he said, a member of the church came and he said, sir, I need some people in the church that need scholarship. Don't tell them I'm the one. No. Let's just start a scholarship post. I'll be putting money there every time. Anytime somebody needs money, they want to go to school and they cannot go, we'll give them. A member chose that as his calling. Sir, the man's business and his anything he's doing as a business, it has found a channel to sponsor the gospel. And I guarantee you, he will never fail. He's the same man that has not stopped paying tithe for 20-something years. The hand of the righteous, when it is lifted up, it can't go down again. Find a vision to live for. That's your small shop that you are running. What is it going to look like in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years? What is God saying about it? You need to pray and say, God, look at this thing now. What is it about? What is it about? I cannot just do this thing alone for the doing it sake. What impact will it make? Let your life count.
Let your life count. Let your life count.
Make money, I want to make money, I want to build house, I want to buy a house. Is that all? Is that all we're living for? One day we're going to close our eyes in death and we will sleep. And our impacts will be weighed on the balance. Just imagine the weight somebody's mansion, land, property, investment, and all that. There's no significant contribution to the advancement of souls, lives, destinies. What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Get a God vision and live for it. Get a God vision and partner with it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying right now? Some of you have visions in your heart already, but you're not doing anything big with it. And some of you don't have anything yet. But I'm going to tell you now as I close. Listen, this is what you will do. Listen. Pay attention to your encounters and instructions. Moses paid attention to the burning bush. That's where he heard the voice of God. Paul paid attention to what happened on the way to Damascus. He heard the voice of God. Joseph paid attention to the encounter he had with his brothers bowing down and everything. The voice of God came to his life and he paid. Understand your life experiences. Do you know some of you, God wants to use your past struggles as a testimony to shape people's life? Some of you went through serious trauma. Some of you went through a lot of abuse, sexual abuse and many things. You are hiding your story. What if your glory is attached to your story? You will die without glory because you cannot tell a story. Just telling a story. Just telling a story. Say, I cannot say it. I cannot say, I'm ashamed of it. A story that can change lives that you are ashamed of. You will die with it and go to the grave. And you will add to the wealth of the grave. Wake up. That might be the dream. And God will be telling you, when you were going through that thing, I knew that it was going to shape your future. All things work together for good. Some things you are going through right now, they are not designed to kill you. They are the experiences that will shape the stories you will tell when explaining the vision. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? So prepare your heart. Don't get tired. Don't give up and say, I'm tired of this. If this is how life is, I want to give up. No. There will be 150 million people that will be about to give up. And they will just click to your story online. And they will hear it. And they say, I'm not giving up again. And eternity will record that because you opened up many destinies that should have died, they came back to life. Listen to me. There's a way to partner with a corporate vision as a child of God. This is a corporate vision. And there are ways to partner. Say, oh pastor, I've not heard any clear word from God, but I have a burden towards this direction. It doesn't mean that every time, because you have a burden for something, doesn't mean you will run towards it. You have to wait for a clear word. Sometimes you ask, is there a platform for that here? Can we do something like that? Then you partner. Some people come to me and say, I want to do this. I don't have a name for it. They just, we don't wake up tomorrow and give a name. Sister Patricia Foundation. I say, no, that's not how they give names to things. Calm down. Don't be in a rush like that. But be willing to do it. You can partner with somebody. You can collaborate in this dispensation with somebody that's doing something big. But because you feel like the person is going to take the glory. So that means it's glory you actually want. Then you don't have a vision from God. It's ambition. If what you are driven by is the glory, then you have missed it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here tonight? So I want to charge everybody here. Why praying for clarity? Some of you are praying for clarity. And that's what we'll pray for as we wrap up. Be in the place of service. Using your gifts and talent to serve God in the house of God. The most important vision of God on the face of the earth is the church. The most important vision of God on the face of the earth is what? The church. If there is nothing in your heart yet, pour yourself recklessly to the kingdom. Pour yourself, abandon yourself to the work that is available. Anything, be doing it. Why? Because as you are doing it, God is crediting to your account that you are raising a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, set for glory and impact. When they ask for your own vision, God will say, I poured the Spirit upon you like Bezalel. He did not go and start any other thing. Bezalel had to partner with the building of the tabernacle. And that was his mandate and assignment. And he found fulfillment in doing it. So while you are praying for many things, you might be praying. Some of you, your vision is attached to your career. Some of you is attached to your business. But any business and anything that you're doing, how is it advancing the kingdom? How is it blessing the work of God? You are doing a major mega business. And all that you give from that business is tight. You are very stingy. You're doing a business that is running money in millions, and all you give from the business is tithe is your personal own. What is the profit of the business? Who is it helping? What life is it changing? Am I disturbing somebody? Wake up and see big. Don't let the deceptions everywhere stop your heart. Don't let the deceptions everywhere cloud your heart. As you begin to grow and move on to the things of God, some of you will be able to set up orphanages single-handedly. Some of you will now be able to buy buses
to help students and say they don't want them to trek again. This public school from this bus stop to that bus stop, and buses are there servicing. Then God will teach you the wisdom on how to create the system. The buses will not park down. It will not park up. There will be people using it maybe for other monetary needs, weekends, but during the weekdays, it serves its purpose. There's nothing God cannot teach you when your heart is open to serve Him. I know you came for Accelerate, but this is how to accelerate your destiny, not just 2025. Rise up on your feet. You're going to pray and say, God, help me see. Help me see. Help me see. There are many needs in the church. Sometimes you don't see anybody to meet the needs. Some people are professionals and they are doing one thing or the other for one organization. And when it comes to church, they say, I cannot, I don't think I can do it. If you're not seeing anything and all you are seeing is a place of service in the church, serve with all your life. It's in the place of that service that God will call you. Stephen did not have anything. He was, you know, evangelistic ministry. Stephen was a welfare officer and he stayed in the office kitchen where they were doing welfare things, and from there he was healing the sick. From the kitchen, Stephen would prophesy. At a point, they now said, Oga Steve, you cannot stay in the kitchen. Peter is going for a crusade. They will need more people to lay hands on the sick. Come and join. He said, no wahala. And before you knew it, every time Peter finished teaching, sometimes he would go and sit down and say, please let Stephen lay hands on them. And they will be laying hands on them until they came. The Bible says the day they were killing that guy, the wisdom that he was pushing out, a student wisdom, he said they could not stand it. And the only thing, one major thing that we saw in the life of Stephen was that while they were stoning him, he said, God forgive them. Then looking up to heaven, the people that Jesus does not stand from his seat anyhow. He only stands for those who have done exceptional things. And imagine Jesus standing up. Welcome, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. They thought they have killed you. And as soon as Stephen died, many Stephens showed up everywhere. They entered East Asia. They entered Australia. Every part of the world. And the gospel began to spread. Why? Because the blood of Stephen was given. He caught a vision and he partnered with the church. Barnabas, a son of consolation, he caught a vision and he told the apostles, if you need money, come and meet me. They said, but can you say yes? They needed money. They sold his property, brought it, and they did work of God. He did this. In these days, nobody might say, don't sell the property yet, except God lives in your heart. You can say, run that to your business and have a portion that you dedicate to God. I'm teaching you from a clear heart, from a sincere heart. Not because of anything. And if you think that you're not the church that's doing it for the church, look for something else you want to do it for. Just make sure you're a blessing to somebody. Pray and say, God, help me to be a blessing. Help me to be a blessing. Open my eyes to see. Open my eyes to see. There's a God vision that is attached your life to that is in the church. And some people, God is going to give a clear vision over time when you have mastered the act, when you know the things He would have you do. He will lay things in your heart to be a blessing to nations in fashion, in sports, in entertainment, in business, in media. Some of you, your content will shift lives. Millions. Ah, Nekebaya. One footballer has followers that is almost like how many percentage of those in the world? One footballer. Jesus, I will never be small. Can you go ahead and pray and say, God, open my eyes to see. Open my eyes to see. Open my eyes to see. This is the last day of Accelerate. I want you to know that it's wisdom guiding your path. It's wisdom showing you life, not just anything small. I receive strength to conceive vision clearly. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The other day, the bishop announced we're going to be planting sister churches. Those of you that would like to plant one church, come out. And the church costs how much? Only you. The church is 500 million. I'll plant a church. One person. Plant a church. Do you understand what I'm saying? I will plant a church. But you see, that person did not start by planting a church. He started by partnering to open one. Partnering to support others. Partnering to do one thing. Then one day, I will plant a church.
We need buses. There are people that are stranded from social place. I'll give you a bus. A coastal bus. 30 million, 35 million. You will come up. You will come up. But I want to say this. I'm not saying it because I know that some of us might not be able to do so much. But have the heart. Let it be there so that God will see that heart. God responds, gives vision to a heart that is large. A heart that is small cannot receive vision. Because vision is big. When it comes to your heart and you say, "Oh no," many people have shut down the vision God wants to put in your heart because their heart is still small. God showed you that you are building estates and people say, "Oh no, ah, no be me lie for this life." And because of that, he took it to another person. And he put it in another person. And the person said, "Yeah, glory, I can make it happen. I'm building estates. I'm building estates. I'm housing people." Then in the direction of vision comes provision. And supply begins to come. And they say, why? How? It is the heart that God saw. Can you pray in 3 seconds, 5 seconds, say, "God, give me a heart." Say it again 3 times. Say, "God, give me a heart. A large heart for the kingdom and for people. God, give me a large heart for the kingdom and for people." One more time. "God, give me a large heart for the kingdom and for people." Stretch forth your hands. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for tonight. We have been blessed by your word. Our lives transformed. Lord, I ask that you will strengthen your people. I have prayed with them today. I have spoken to their hearts today. I have told them things today. Let these words burn in their heart like fire. In the name of Jesus. Some of them that are already established, you are sending people to them that they will train. Lord, I pray you give them your hearts to receive those people. In the name of Jesus. Some of them, oh God, you are causing them to understand their covenant partnership with this ministry and commission. Open their eyes to see so that they can understand that it's not just a short time thing, that it's a long time thing. In the name of Jesus. And many others here, oh God, that you have called and raised for such a time as this to be a blessing to a particular demography. Lord, I pray that they will not be short-circuited. They will not be myopic. They will see well. And our giants that you will use to plant churches in the campuses, those that will plant churches in some vicinities, Lord, you will raise for us an army. Put the vision in their heart and let everyone run at the accepted time. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now listen, if you're coming to church here and you have not accepted Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior, before God sends you on a mission, he will first win your heart to him. I want you to raise your hand. I'm going to pray with you tonight. You want to accept Jesus? Please don't sit yet. Don't sit to be a distraction. Just stand up. Those who are receiving Christ into your hearts, raise your hand wherever you are. I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. As your hands are raised, say these words after me. "Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. I confess today that you are my Lord and my personal Savior. I receive you into my heart and eternal life into my spirit. And I declare I am born again. I am saved and I am sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen."
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.